This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today here with Francisco Rojas right here on Phillies 24/7. A Phillies Today episode for Sports Radio 94 WIP. And you're fighting Phils. It's a little over the first full week of spring training. And the... Lot of good things to take away, I feel like, from the first week of spring training, as we are, 24 days away from the opener against the Washington Nationals in Washington. And the Phillies played 5 games since the last time that I talk to you guys. So we're going to recap these 5 games real quick in a second. Then I'll get to my takeaways from the last 5 games, because there are a lot. There are a lot of things to talk about from the last 5 games. So we'll get to that. And then wrap up the show looking to the next couple of days where potentially Ranger Suarez can get a start. Looks like it's either Ranger or Wheeler, at least according to Phillies Tailgate on Twitter. So shout out to Phillies Tailgate. Always putting out a lot of content, but we'll get to that in just a little bit and wrap up the show with a little round Major League Baseball. So last five games. So Thursday, Phillies tied with the New York Yankees. It was a 7-7 tie. We saw Zach Wheeler in his debut on Thursday. Friday, the Phils beat the Red Sox 7-5. We saw Jesus Luzardo in his debut. We saw Luzardo give us 2 innings, a couple of strikeouts. We saw Garrett Crochet, somebody the Phillies were eyeing up, at the trade deadline last year and this past offseason. So the Phillies saw him. The Red Sox saw Jesus Luzardo on Friday, and they beat the Red Sox 7-5. Saturday, lost to the Tigers, got shut out, 1-0. And then yesterday was a split squad where the Phils beat the Orioles 5-4 on a Matt Kroon walk-off. It's nice to get. I like to hear the crowd cheer. I do like to hear the crowd cheer, even though it's a spring training game. It's exciting. It's still a baseball game. And then they lost to the Blue Jays in the other side of the split squad. They lost 5-4, where we saw Taijuan Walker's debut in spring. And we saw Max Scherzer for the Blue Jays. So, was that the game? Oh, no, it was the Orioles game that Alec Boehm hit a couple of dingers. But we're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes as well. So takeaways from the last 5 spring training games. Takeaway number 1. is, I know I've talked about it, especially ever since they acquired Jesus Luzardo, you know, just a couple of months ago now. I'm just so excited about this rotation. I'm so darn excited. I cannot stress enough how much, like, I am just so, like, through the roof, like, this could be the best rotation in baseball type of excitement about this rotation. And Zach Wheeler looked fantastic on Thursday. A couple of innings of work, only allowed one hit, four strikeouts. The guy looks like he's ready to really go win. I mean, he's, look, the last 5 years, you could argue he's been the best pitcher in baseball. Buster Olney just put out his top 10 pitchers in baseball and put Wheeler at number one, rightfully so, has the resume, think he's the best in baseball right now. I don't think he got robbed the last couple of Cy Youngs he had a chance of getting, but, I mean, he put up Cy Young-like seasons, and I'm just, feels like a year where it's like, okay, could this year be the year Wheeler goes to win a Cy Young? So Wheeler on Thursday, and then it was Luzardo. Luzardo looked fantastic on Friday. No hits in a couple of innings of work, a couple of strikeouts on 20 pitches. Looked very good. Aaron Nola. Nola looked good too. Couple of innings, one hit, couple strikeouts. Nola doing his thing. And then Christopher Sanchez. The velo is up, man. The velo is up. It's. I mean, the guy is, you know, I did this last show. The guy has, he's worked out this offseason. It seems like he's bulking up, looks ripped, and it's paying off because that radar gun was once again hitting 98, maxing out at 98. His fastball, or sinker, excuse me, averaging 95. We're averaging 97, excuse me, maxing out at just a little over 98 miles per hour. Chris Sanchez is ready to go. So four out of the five of this rotation, which we would think, even though I did just read, or I just did eye up, or excuse me, see an article put out by Corey Seidman, I believe, on NBC Sports Philly, that Tywin Walker is eyeing up a rotation spot. We'll actually get to that in just a couple of minutes. But four out of the five guys, I mean, jeez, I'm so excited. And Jesus Luzardo, just a big X factor, I think, for this rotation, too. So, rotation looking fantastic over the last couple of days. And I'm just, look, as down as some people might be about the Phillies coming into this year, I mean, one thing we can really look forward to is this rotation. And, I mean, look, they don't have the names necessarily like the Docs, the Cliff Lees, that, the Hamels, the Oswalt rotation or anything like that, but still names here, but I mean, the potential of this rotation could be the best in baseball, could be better than that one from 2011. Second takeaway from the last five games, Alec Boehm hitting two bombs against Baltimore. Happy for him? Not getting too excited just yet. I feel like I've watched Alec Boehm the last couple of spring trainings, you know, a bit dating back to like 2021. And I'll see, I mean, I don't have like Boehm's spring training numbers right in front of me, but it seems like every time Boehm has hit a home run in spring training, like the last 3 to 4 years, it's like, oh, here comes Boehm. He's ready for a big breakout year. Don't get me wrong. Like, Boehm made the All-Star team last year, you know, the year before it hit 20 homers and has gotten better defensively, all that good stuff. But like, I'm not getting like, you know, a lot of people are picking him to potentially be a guy that's going to, you know, break out even more this year because of the trade rumors and whatnot. I'm not getting too excited about Alec Boehm hitting two home runs against Baltimore. It's great. It's awesome. Love to see it for Boehmer. Boehm's got to be someone that's, if he's really going to break out, prove it to me. He's been inconsistent in his career. Did make the All-Star team last year. Had a crappy ending to the year, you know, that bled into the playoffs and was, didn't seem like he was too, doing too well mentally out there. And he's just somebody that, like, all right, I'm just going to settle down right now. I would love to. I would love to. I mean, I did a show with Dan Wilson on Sunday morning. We were talking about, you know, Phillies that could have, you know, you'd be happy to, basically happy to have a career year this year, and you know, he picked Alec Bohm, and I said, it's a good pick. I mean, that would be big for Alec Bohm to have a career year for the Philadelphia Phillies. I think it would be really big, would do wonders for this lineup. But again, not getting like too stoked about Alec Bohm just yet, but good to see after he hits a couple of dingers against the Baltimore Orioles. Third one here. Phillies playing with fielding options. So they put Kyle Schwarber at first, and that was against the... Who was it against? Was it against Boston? No, it wasn't against Boston. It was against New York. It was. It was against the Yankees. He played a little first base. And looks like maybe this could be a move that could get Bryce Harper... Give Bryce a little rest out there, first, even though he's been great at first base. Now, Kyle Schwarber, last time he played first base, and pretty much the only time he really did, he played like one game for the Cubs back in 2017 at first base. He played 10 games for the Red Sox when he was traded there in 2021. And I don't think we're going to expect Kyle Schwarber to get like a bulk of first base appearances at first, but I think it's fine. Like I think to give Bryce more rest in a way, you know, in a way without him not, you know, getting too much rest because we need him out there to win games. But I like the move. I'm fine with it. I think if Schwarber were to play like 10 to 15 games out there, maybe 20 to give Bryce Harper some rest, I'm fine with it. Completely fine with it. So Kyle Schwarber playing a little first against the Yankees. And then Edmundo Sosa, he's played gotten a little work in the outfield. And maybe it not being so much of an experiment anymore. And the thing I'm thinking about is, you know, maybe he'll get some, you know, some work out there in left field to start the year, you know, to go along with Max Kepler because of the whole Weston Wilson situation and him not, you know, being ready to go because of the injury. And he also played a little center field. He also played a little center field recently as well. And so he played some left against the Yankees. He played some center against the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Tigers. And I'm also thinking he's going to maybe play in some center because, you know, how much do they trust Marsh to be an everyday player? They don't yet. How much do they trust Johan Rojas to play a little, you know, to even platoon, depending on how? I mean, yeah, Rojas has looked, you know, had the good the Dominican Winter League, right? And you know, is has looked okay to start the you know, to in spring training here. But all of that being said, like, I don't think they trust Rojas enough yet. So maybe Sosa gets some work in center because he could platoon with Marsh, and if they don't really... So just a thought, you know, because they're just playing, maybe not playing around, but they're just, you can see that maybe Sosa could platoon out there in center, platoon out there in left even a tiny bit, and, you know, do more than just be a backup shortstop and, you know, backup third baseman as well. So that's potential. So Schwarber at first, Sosa in the outfield. Philly's playing with a little bit of fielding options. Last takeaway, Taiwan Walker's outing. I think the big thing to take away is, yes, he did give up a home run to Dalton Varsho. Looked like a splitter down and in, I think, that Varsho took out to right field over the wall in the second at bat of the game. But Taiwan Walker, velocity up a little from last year, man. I think that's important. That's important for him because the velocity was not good. Not good last year. I mean, he did have the injury. He had the finger injury, right? And that can affect it. It can affect that he had a shoulder thing last year as well. He had the shoulder, or no, sorry, shoulder was with the Mets back in 22. Or no, he did. Early on with the Phillies in April, you know, of last year. Had the shoulder, had the finger thing, not making like too many excuses for Taiwan Walker. But, you know, velocity back up a little bit. Again, like, you know, people like to make fun of Taiwan Walker. I get it. You know, it's the Twitter stuff and, you know, getting paid a lot, all that. Maybe not the most likable character. Totally understand it. But again, like, only positives to take away from this stuff. Like, it's only, like, the negative is that the Phillies have a bunch of depth already. And if Walker sucks, then who cares, right? I understand the money thing, but again, there's no salary cap. And on the other side, if you get anything positive from Walker, that's only a positive for the Phillies. You can use him as trade bait. And then, and I know I've already talked about this, but just reiterating it, but then maybe he could be a Swiss Army knife for the bullpen and the rotation. Add some depth to the rotation, because I would still like Ranger to be your fifth guy. But crazy to say that about a guy that had a Cy Young type of you know, first half last year. But Walker, as you know, could be a Swiss Army guy, that rotation and the bullpen. So, like, again, only positive things to take away from it. You can make fun of Taiwan Walker all you want. Only positive things to take away from it. So Taiwan Walker outing, they give up the home run, but besides that, not too bad. And velocity up from last year, I think, is a big deal. Look ahead to the next couple of days. You got the Yankees on Tuesday. Phils will go up against Carlos Rodon once again, I believe. Yeah, we faced Rodon Thursday, right? We definitely did. We did. And we lit him up a little bit. So Rodon, and then I'm not sure who it's going to be for the Phils. Thought it might be Ranger. Again, I saw Philly's tailgate tweet out Ranger or Wheeler. And then Wednesday, it will be at the Tigers at 105, and it will not be, we don't know yet, for the Phillies, but it will be Reese Olson for the Detroit Tigers. So Reese Olson for the Tigers, and we don't know yet for the Philadelphia Phillies. So that is, but with next couple of days before I'm back on Thursday, it is the Yankees tomorrow because the Phillies have the off day today, and then Wednesday at the Tigers at 105. Okay, real quick, rest in peace to Bobby Malkmus. He just died recently at the age of 93 years old, according to Sports Illustrated. played in six Major League Baseball seasons, played his final 3 years with the Phillies from 1960 to 1962. So rest in peace to former Philadelphia Philly from the early 60s, Bobby Malkmus, who did get some down ballot MVP votes for the 1961 team, finished 22nd in MVP voting, and wasn't a great team. They won 47 games, but still, Bobby Malkmus getting some down ballot MVP votes way back in 1961, and recently died at the age of 93 years old. So rest in peace to Bobby Malkmus. This day in Philly's history, for March 3rd, happened on this day, 1911. This is kind of scary. I'll try to look up more like information on this, but couldn't find any of it. In 1911, Bert Humphreys collapsed, and several other players were affected by escaping gas from a stove used to heat the dressing room at Rickwood Park, where the Phillies were training in Birmingham, Alabama. That's really scary. 1915, the Phillies opened spring camp, and I don't think anyone like was more than it was just Bert Humphreys collapsed, and there were other players affected. I was trying to do more research but could not find it. 1915, the Phillies opened spring camp in St. Petersburg, Florida, where they would train through 1918. It was their first ever spring camp in Florida. So look at that. Fast forward over 100 years, and we're now in Clearwater. Transactions on this day, 2003, they signed amateur free agent Brad Harmon. Born on this date, 1859, John Kelly. 1918, Bill Hoffman. 1929, George Eirich. 1934, Bobby Locke. And 1968, Bobby Munoz. Around Major League Baseball, congrats to Albert Pujols. Pretty cool. Albert Pujols will manage the Dominican Republic in the 2026 World Baseball Classic. Not sure who the manager was in 2023 for the Dominican Republic, but pretty cool. Albert Pujols will manage the Dominican Republic in the upcoming World Baseball Classic in next year, which is pretty, I guess they're doing this every 3 years, every 3 to 4 years. Thought it was, I guess they're not doing like the Olympics every 4 years, but I kind of like it every 3 years. I like it every three. Three's cool. But Albert Pujols will manage the Dominican Republic in the next World Baseball Classic. My goodness, Paul Skeens, man. Paul Skeens, 4 strikeouts in his spring training debut this past week. And the even scarier thing, I mean, the young kid's breaking out a new cutter that looked disgusting. Looks disgusting. He already has a disgusting fastball. He's already got disgusting pretty much everything else. What do we need a new pitch for? Pretty unfair if you ask me. Just being honest. But thanks, Paul Skeens. Paul Skeens looking good in his debut, looking like Paul Skeens. Hey, it's Women's History Month. Women's History Month. It's official for the month of March. Shout out to all the women in baseball. I mean, the one that come to mind for me, Monet Davis in 2014. You know, huge deal for girls in baseball and women in just in general. For the sport, when, you know, Monet Davis, you know, in the Little League World Series, you know, becoming the first girl to win a game and pitch a shutout in the history of the Little League World Series, that drew national attention, you know, for girls. And again, amateur baseball, but like also just like girls in baseball in general for me. And I know she's younger, obviously. She was like, what, like 12, 13 or whatever. But, you know, that's the first thing that comes to mind for me with women in baseball. Also, Marlins back in 2020 when they had Kim Eng as their GM. And she was the first woman to serve as a GM in the major leagues. Really, really important thing to have. Also, Oakland's current broadcaster, right? Jenny Kavnar. She was the first woman in MLB history to serve as the team's play-by-play broadcaster. So, All the women in baseball, salute to all of you as we are in Women's History Month right now. And then last one from around MLB, Shohei Ohtani doing Ohtani things. You know, are we ready for a 60-60 season and a Cy Young from the mound now that he's going to pitch? He's supposed to pitch again. Ohtani homering in his spring training debut. What else are we going to do? Alien taking over the sport. It's incredible. Shohei Ohtani going yard in his spring training debut on the, which what was the 28th? Was that Friday? It was either Friday or Thursday. I think it was Friday, but either way, it was Friday. Yep, so Ohtani going yard on Friday doing Shohei Ohtani things. So here we go again with Ohtani. So yes. All right. So that's going to do it for around Major League Baseball. That will do it for another episode of Phillies Today. This has been Francisco Rojas. Make sure that you follow me on Twitter at @Rojas_media_. I think for the next episode, you know, I did a mailbag, I think it was about a month ago, maybe a little over a month ago. I said once a month I would do a Phillies mailbag. I think it will be appropriate as we get a little closer to opening day that we do another, the second Phillies mailbag that I would do for Phillies Today. So looking forward to that for the next episode on Thursday. That will do it for me, Francisco, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.